Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Terrebonne General Health System Community Sports Institute is recognized for outstanding service and contributions to Terrebonne Parish. We provide a certified athletic trainer to every Terrebonne Parish High School. We also provide concussion baseline testing to over 1,400 student athletes annually, along with CPR and AED certification to over 500 area coaches at both the schools and the recreation departments. We are proud to be your trusted resource in keeping our community safe. Visit tghealthsystem.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey everyone, Gus Cattingill here for Men's Total Health. With the new year comes new resolutions. One of them needs to be visit Men's Total Health. Low T can produce physical and emotional changes. Get tested. I did. See where you stand. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self by providing testosterone therapy, annual physicals, help with ED, even IV therapy. Visit Men's Total Health today, located at 3829 Veterans in Metairie, behind the Fidelity Bank building. They accept all major insurances, so call or go online at menstotalhealth.net and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Check it out, Jordan.
It is hour number three of the Sports Hangover. Gus Cattingill, Jordan Kleber with us here. We'll be joined by Coach Travis Stewart of the Tulane baseball team here. Also coming up this hour, Rafael Esparza at 2:15, yes. Leo Haggerty 2:30. We still got sound. We still got your predictions. We got a lot to get into as well, as you know, each and every Friday. We love to welcome you to the weekend, letting you know that it is the weekend. And you know what? I love this because from here on out, there's the part of this every weekend. Football, sir.
Looking forward to it.
As well, are you?
Very much
what
so.
What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
It might be a team in the black and gold.
Yeah, I know, but what specifically? Like, what are you?
Oh. Yeah, I guess quarterback competition, obviously. Maybe okay. See how the offensive line does.
The O-line, huh?
I'm looking at the O-line. Because they're going to have to protect the quarterback a lot this upcoming season.
All right. Jordan Kleber, Gus Cattingill with you here at ESPN Radio NOLA. Two questions of the day are?
Yeah, both of them have to do with your New Orleans Saints and what Gus just asked me about. And your DraftKings Friday question of the day is, give us your predictions for Saturday's Saints and Ravens game. Also, what are the headlines after Saturday's Saints and Ravens game? You can comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
All right, easy enough. Head coach Travis Stewart of the Tulane Green Wave.
That was a
baseball team. What?
Cut it off really quickly.
Well, we got to get the coach. We've got things to get to here as well. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. I thought the cutoff was just fine.
Thank you. Exactly. Exactly. He has, you've been complaining a lot today for some reason. Yeah, you know that?
He just made a joke.
Exactly.
The cutoff man.
You know what? I got to ask you this because I got in touch with my feels yesterday, man. The feelings were just flowing yesterday. Do you have any idea why, as a baseball guy, I might be in my feels last night? Did you watch?
Yeah, you
the
were.
Field
you
Dreams
were at the
game.
You were in the cornfields of Iowa, mm-hmm. in your mind, but watching it on your couch probably. But what a cool experience, huh? I was able to watch a few innings of that, and what a cool thing. You know, you talk about baseball. The thing I thought about when I watched it, Gus, was it's a little kid's game, right? Yeah. And these guys are adults, and some of them older than others. I get it, but you could just see the kids in all of them. And to hear Booney talking about, you know, he was, I don't know, 16 years old or something like that when that movie came out.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So
what, 98, right?
That movie and baseball, they last the
It's incredible.
Length of time.
Obviously, you saw the end.
Anderson hits it in the air to right. Back at the wall, and the White Sox win it.
you can't make that up, right?
Fireworks start shooting off.
First, Stanton gives them the lead. You know, I mean, the Yankees get two homers in the ninth. You think they're going to win. It was just incredible to kind of see that from that aspect of it. But you brought up the whole kid in front of you. Look, it's the reason I got into broadcasting. I thought I was going to be the Chicago Cubs play-by-play announcer. I grew up a Cub fan, watching them on WGN here. So I grew up playing baseball. I played second base because of Ryan Sandberg. I love that Mark Grace had my birthday number on his jersey, 17. I did that. And Wrigley. I remember going my first time doing that. My wife surprised me on an anniversary trip a couple of years back, taking us there. I can't wait to take my four-year-old. Like, I have it in my head already. Travis, where it's going, it's going to be one of those blown-up pictures. Him and I, I'm calling in all favors, right? On the field.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow.
Jumbotron.
Yes. I just staring
Welcome
at center
Gus.
Field. You know, he's going to have C-Cat. I'm G-Cat on the back of the jerseys. And with my dad, I started getting, dude, I'm like posting pictures to them yesterday of me at Wrigley. And I felt that just watching the game. And let's be honest, baseball, it's been hard to get that fan base going. Not college baseball in this state, you know that. But for the pros to sort of get that, and it just seemed like it won last night.
Yeah, it did. You could see the love for the game, as they say. That's another good movie. But that field made by Major League Baseball, kind of in the middle of nowhere. I'm fortunate. I know both the pitching coach and the catching coach in the big league dugout for the Yankees, and they were posting some things yesterday driving through that town on the way. And the few people that do live there, they're out on the street corners waving at everybody. And then, you know, people drove right in the middle of that place last night and found a place to park and stuffed it up. So it was a special deal. I don't know if you saw that, too, thing on Anderson before the game. They mic'd him up, and he was talking about, I'm trying to hit one in the corn tonight, fellas, or whatever, you know, and so talked into existence, I guess.
It's incredible when you look at how that translates and how that will just eventually start to trickle, right? So I'm speaking to you about it, and obviously you've been here a couple of years now, and you've seen firsthand the love for baseball here in college, in the state of Louisiana. I mean, it's joked a lot up at LSU that it's football and baseball, right? I mean, it's not even joked. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
You've seen in the states, especially this past season, how many teams were regional bound or close to being regional bound. The amount of teams in the state that have been to the College World Series, it's more than one. Baseball is big in the state.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a top priority sport. You know, it's right up there with football. There's no doubt about it. So it's just fun. I tell everybody all the time, you know, especially like in our recruiting or people talk about our schedule, it's just like you got your natural in-league competitions, and then every Tuesday night, if you really look at it, within a two-hour drive right here in our own state, we've got just excellent competition. So I think that what drives the excitement for the fans.
Yeah, I mentioned I'm a Cubs fan, and it's been rough the last couple of weeks. But one thing that we did see, a call-up, Greg Dykeman, who, I mean, he was playing baseball at Girard Playground in Metairie. And the reason I bring that up, Coach, is it's a lot of talent in this area. And obviously part of your job is to recruit, to bring people into Tulane, and that you also see competing against, whether it's UNO, SLU, and that. As a head coach, what do you see recruiting-wise in the type of baseball from the young kids here, from our high school levels to even the playground ball?
Well, you said it right on the nose. It's good enough, you know. I think that's the number one thing. There's plenty of applicable players in this state alone. And then now the problem is that they're all good in baseball, so everybody's fighting for kind of the same ones and things like that. So this state is important to us, Gus. It really is. I know we have a little bit of a different dynamic than those others, right? We're private. Our costs are high and things like that. But we would like to have a large chunk of our roster to be from here. And I think that does help with the fan base. I think that does help with the excitement. But you know, we gotta find the ones that are good enough, that are smart enough, and that can afford it enough. Right. And if we can do that, it's great. So we've kind of got a, I think it's a two-headed monster in a good way for us. It's like, we can attract those local kids to come here, but then we also have the ability to go near and far, too, because of this world-class education, this destination city, the baseball program and its tradition. So we can attract kids from not only near but from far, too. So last year, I think, we had 17 different states, and I think we might have more than that this year. So, but we do have our fair share of some good local ones for sure.
We spoke throughout the season, obviously, Coach, on your team and the journey you guys made this past season. And when you look at it overall and where it ended up, and it's always, I guess, a nice thing when you have the draft, you see some of you guys get their names called as well. That's always an important thing, but also to kind of to continue to build in a momentum, huh?
Yeah, no question. You know, I think that's the one thing that we do through the recruitment here is we want to recruit kids that obviously have an interest in this kind of education, but also that want to play in the big leagues, you know. And right now, I think over the last few years, I think we're doing a good job of getting those kinds of kids that have that kind of work ethic, that kind of drive, that kind of want. And then, you know, they're giving themselves a chance to do that. So I think we're one of the top 15 or 16 schools in terms of number of kids drafted in a 20-round draft last year. So it can happen right here, but it's just good for our kids, you know. And obviously, I think it's starting to – the more you correlate that with the draft picks, I think it's starting to kind of correlate, too, into the success on the field. So now we just got to get a few more drafted so now that the middle 30 – wins can turn into 40, and then we can get this thing going.
Pretty much like every sport here, final thing for you, Coach, Travis Stewart of the baseball team here at Tulane. It's year-round. How long do you guys get to just relax for a bit? I know there's fall ball, right? You guys kind of get going here as well.
Yeah. Well, this is such an exciting time, and, you know, I would say that Jay and Daniel probably don't get any time off, you know, because they're on the streets all the time. Looking at kids we've currently got committed, they might go out and watch our kids play in the summer that are on our roster just to see how they're doing. Looking at kids two and three classes ahead. So it's been pretty busy summer, especially for those guys. And then just trying to prepare for, you know, this incoming group, but just an exciting time of the year. You know, you're walking around seeing all these football guys getting after it, Coach Fritz and his staff.
Right.
So you can smell sports coming back and then our guys showing up. And like you said, we get going kind of basically after Labor Day and start doing a bunch of skill. And we got a pretty large new crop of players coming in, so that'll be an important segment for us. And then have our fall ball. And next thing you know, it'll be Christmas break, and we turn back around, and season will be back upon us. So excited, you know, for what the year's got ahead for us.
Jordan and the Graph will tell you I'm never short on tremendous ideas. Tom Simmons is sitting behind you, the communications department here at Tulane. You know, corn, sugarcane fields. I'm just, you know, kind of the same height there, Tom. Maybe we have a Tulane baseball game in a sugarcane field somewhere around there. You know, I mean, throw it out there in the bayou. Everyone seems to think, Travis, you get this, right? When you recruit, when you stay in New Orleans, oh, they all swim. I mean, everybody has a hero, you know.
Do you drive gators or something?
Everybody doesn't talk like this and stuff. I mean, you know how it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, when there was the oil spill, it was the oil on Poydras Street. No, there wasn't.
Or the flood. Or,
right.
Yeah. Well, we'll just take swamp boats and the sugarcane fields, and we'll play LSU. Well, it'll be good.
We all wrestle gators.
You know, you see movies. You cross the Crescent City Connection here, the bridge downtown. Next thing you know, they're literally in the bayou. You got to drive a little further south.
Exactly.
I don't know. Sugarcane fields. But where we – in all seriousness, 30 seconds here. Where would you think would be a tremendous non-Turchin, non-thing game that you wouldn't mind playing somewhere?
Superdome.
You ever thought about that? Superdome?
Yeah. I've always just
had the Winn-Dixie Classic here back in the
right?
day.
Right? They used
have
to do it.
Told about that?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I've studied
UNL, that. LSU Tulane against the state. I love that. I wish they came back.
Yeah, and did something like that and bring in a pocket of four teams from, you know, distinct leagues every year and rotate, you know, and obviously you have your things with taking seats out and stuff like that, but just that kind of venue, Saints, indoor, professional.
It was always well attended.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It was fun.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
All right, let's get on it, Dylan. You need help? Jordan, join us, my intern. He can go.
I'll do whatever you need me to do, Coach.
See?
Tournament starts 2023.
I'll make sure everything's ready.
There is head coach Travis Jewett with the Tulane baseball program. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you guys' time.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. Quick break. We come back. Rafael Esparza. Plus, I got to play something that Screamin' A touched on with Taysom Hill that blew up. 4 years, $140 million. We have the bite. I was going to play it here in a sec. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Since 1948, that's 73 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking large selections of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches and hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets. They also carry hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. Also a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon plastic and knotless webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina Knotless Dyneema. Alario Brothers also stocks Sharktail netting that's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers, also stocking a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin gel coat and other supplies needed for fiberglassing. Lost an anchor? Alario Brothers stocks anchors from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Alario Brothers before the season begins. That's Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego, online at alariobros.com.
Shrimp boats is a coming.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back. And we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. As always, we enjoy the conversation. Let's do the questions of the day, sir.
Yeah, both have to do with your New Orleans Saints Fridays. DraftKings question of the day. Give us your predictions for Saturday's Saints and Ravens game. You can comment or call in 800-998-1003. Mm-hmm. Tweet at us over on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA. The other question, Gus, you've been asking this to all of our guests today. What will be the headline after Saturday's Saints and Ravens game? You can follow us again over on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA.
Rafael Esparza will join us here in a quick second, and we'll give his take on some of the preseason action and games here as well. I want to play this for you while we wait for him. Screamin' A had this to say on his show.
Hold on. Taysom Hill doesn't know if he's playing with the first team yet? That doesn't sound good to me. Wasn't this guy supposed to be the man? The guy Sean Payton signed to a damn 4-year, $140 million contract this offseason? I know. Only about $12 million of that is guaranteed this year. But Jameis Winston isn't getting paid anything near that much money. Taysom Hill is being paid to be the starter. A difference maker. And he hasn't even won the job outright yet. From Jameis Winston? Now let's be honest. It isn't like Taysom Hill is some young guy learning the offense. It's the same offense he's been in his whole career. The same offense he got starts in at quarterback just last year. It was 4 starts. And Taysom Hill is about to turn 31 years old in 11 days. 31 years of age. If he even ends up starting for the Saints this year, he'll be one of the oldest starting quarterbacks in the National Football League. So doesn't it have to happen now or never for this guy?
Wow. Well, there you go, Rafael Esparza. To follow that up, sir, how are you this afternoon?
I am good, waiting for a phone call, you know, to meet my buddies over at Tulane, but they're never going to phone call.
Jordan, he even did his hair today, so I think he wanted his own time.
Raphael, I don't think I was supposed to even be here because look at, Gus, look at my media.
His credentials.
Look at my credentials. It is literally written. And I was like,
mine's a printed label.
Well, you had to sign up for it. I'm like, well, I thought, I did not know about this.
That is true. His is in pen. Raphael, we had some games yesterday in the preseason, and you kind of knew it was going to be like that. We actually joked what would be sort of the headline of what you would see from the games that went down yesterday. And let's start with, you know, the Patriots game. It's incredible. All of a sudden, Cam Newton, well, you know, the offense, look at that. But Mac Jones was able to manage the game and looked so much better. What did you take away from that Patriots game?
That you guys have been one of my witnesses that Mac and Cheese and Belichick are going to win the ship. I've been saying that, and it just proven yesterday that the Mac and Cheese will be the starting quarterback probably week three, and they go on and just dominate the rest of the season, and New England goes back to the White House, and they laugh at Tom Brady because they're back as well. New England, unstoppable yesterday, unstoppable all season.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say they were unstoppable. I mean, it was 22-13, the final there. The one thing I did notice when you saw Washington, Chase Young doesn't really need to play the rest of the preseason.
No.
And, oh my, when the Saints face him here before the bye week, he's good, huh?
He's scary good. I mean, he's Donald scary good. But
Donald, wow, okay.
I think he's quicker off the line than Donald is, but yeah, he's going to be a force. I love watching him play on defense. There's probably more guys lately in the NFL that I like watching play defense than offense. It's just been mind-boggling how some of these guys that are playing defense have just been dominating.
I like to tell people to download you know, whatever app you like, the DraftKings app, go over a state over, go however it is that you want to earn a little extra cash, and of course even hang out with you, Raphael. We got three games today. Let's do it. Titans and Falcons. Atlanta, a 1.5-point favorite. What am I looking for today?
Atlanta's got backup quarterback. Who's going to be their backup quarterback? I think that one's going to be a little bit interesting. So that's why I'm leaning towards the Falcons on this one. Numbers been flip-flopping. One and a half. I'll take the Falcons minus 1.5.
He's a Falcons fan now.
Oh yeah, well you tried on a Falcons shirt yesterday, by the way. The Lions 1.5-point favorite against the Bills.
I might watch the Field of Dreams game rerun than to watch Detroit Lions Buffalo game. I have no interest. Maybe the total under 36.5 because I just don't see the Lions scoring unless they're going to bite kneecaps and get a fumble and run it in. No interest. I don't think this game is anywhere being shown on TV, so thank you.
NFL Network, as a matter of fact, at 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock on NFL Network, Cowboys and Cardinals, Arizona 2-point favorite. I can't imagine you see much from either starting quarterback, obviously not Dak Prescott, but Kyler Murray a little.
Yeah, this one's going to be weird. I'll probably lean towards Arizona if this number comes down. If not, it's minus 2, but love the under. 38.5, I don't see that many points. It was 40 when it opened up, and it's already moved. Give me the under. Not that much scoring. There's never not that much scoring in preseason football, but give me the under on that one.
Okay, it is preseason, so I won't go through all of the games. But Dolphins and Bears will be interesting to me. Tua on Miami side, and I think everyone in the world is waiting for Justin Fields to take over in Chicago, even though they haven't played a preseason game yet. That's also on the NFL Network tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, 2 points, 3.5 for Justin Fields in a Chicago Bears offense. I mean, I don't know what this offense is going to look like. If it looks like anything like last year, give me the plus points against the Fish. I'll take the 3.5.
They should have kept Mitch.
So high the expectations when it comes to Cleveland this year, right? Browns at the Jaguars, 6 o'clock on the NFL Network. Jacksonville, 2.5-point favorite. Urban Meyer this week, kind of making news by saying, hey, I haven't named the starter yet. I don't know who the starter is. Gardner Minshew literally saying to reporters he hasn't taken a number two because number two is not an option in the backup role, starter role. That's literally what he said.
I like Jacksonville on this one. The number came down, opened up at 3 earlier in the week, and now it's down to 2.5. I think the public is going to continue to bet the Browns just because of they're the Browns and they're still the flavor of the year. Mm-hmm. Give me Jacksonville. Minshew, I heard, had a really good preseason. We're talking about practice, baby.
Yes.
So give me Minshew.
Talking about practice. If it was the regular season, it'd be all over Bengals, Buccaneers. It'd be fun to watch. But I don't think you're really going to see the starting quarterbacks really get some snaps there, much less Joe Burrow. Texans and Packers, though, man, when you look at this situation here, it's crazy. You have one team, they didn't know if a quarterback was going to show up. You have a team in the Texans where the quarterback in Deshaun Watson, story after story seems to be coming out that doesn't paint him in a very positive light, to say the least, including today's Sports Illustrated story. What are they doing with him? Are they not playing him? I mean, what are you hearing that's going to happen with Deshaun Watson?
I heard he probably won't play a snap in a Houston uniform. Maybe not all even season because he's damaged goods, and we don't even know what the NFL is going to do with him,
right,
if with anything. So I kind of like Houston on this spot. Give me the +3 because are we really going to put my money on Jordan Love? But let's say he's not going to play a lot tonight. So who's the backup after Jordan Love? So I'm going to take the Texans getting +3. It's almost like you're taking free money on a preseason game. You know, Aaron Rodgers ain't playing. Jordan Love ain't going to be lighting it up. So I think the +points.
Final thing from you, sir. Saints and Ravens, Baltimore 2.5-point favorite. What are you looking for tomorrow other than making fun? And more importantly, how do you see the game going?
I think normally I look for under games in preseason. I think this one's going to be a little bit high scoring because let's face it, we all know the Saints lost some key guys on defense. I think all the quarterbacks that the Saints are going to throw out are going to want to try to be impressive. And I'm even talking about Ian Brook and Taysom Hill. So I think we're going to see a lot of points on both sides of the ball. I like the over 36. And if the Saints weren't playing Baltimore, I would be like, oh, I would look at the Saints. But Baltimore is just, they're just undefeated. They play great football in preseason. I don't know whether it went 15 straight, 16 straight. I don't have it in front of me. You cannot bet against Baltimore in preseason. I don't care who they're playing. If they're playing Mac and Cheese, if they're playing Tom Brady, you never bet against Baltimore in preseason.
Wow. How long has it been since they lost again? I forgot. 17?
17. It's been since 2015.
Yeah.
They've won 17 straight.
It's a lot.
I'm not making fun of the Saints here. I'm just saying you don't bet against Baltimore in preseason football.
Anything I got to be paying attention to when it comes to fisticuffs, which I won't because I'm watching football all weekend, but do I have anything?
But you're probably watching football all week. But there's no UFC, some mediocre boxing this weekend. But I'll probably watch a little preseason while I'm doing SummerSlam prop bets.
Okay, and other
stuff.
But, what? That's fine. Pelicans in Cleveland. Come on, I got a degenerate gambler that wants to know. Let's go. Pelicans in Cleveland Summer League.
Pelicans, if they can hit the three ball like they did in their first game, this game flies over. And I think the Pelicans win again. I called their first W on preseason. And I think they're going to win another one.
In Summer League, but it's the same thing. Thank you, Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports. Go follow that Instagram account as well. You'll see a free daily video. As always, man, appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Take it easy.
There he goes, Rafael Esparza, Mr. Corey Glore, new voice of the Tulane Greenway. Everything is new here. Maddie's
everything.
New.
Yeah.
Corey's new. I'm surprised you gave us your time today. I mean, I've actually known you for a while.
Yeah, we've known each other for a while now.
I mean, you're the guy that, like, when I go to EC, I'm like, hey, and I text Todd, I'm like, who is that? He always knows me. I don't know who that is.
Yes, I believe there was a doubleheader basketball situation last December in which I was sitting right next to you, and I walked up, like, hey, Gus, and I could tell through the mask. You're like, I remember you, but not really.
I'm horrible with names, man. Don't take that personally. I sometimes don't know him, and he's been here for 4 years.
I must say, there are times where I miss what you guys do. I did this way back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Breaking down Bills Lions preseason tonight is not one of those times.
We don't go that far.
Yeah, we don't go Bills.
We'll break down Saints and Ravens when it comes to it.
Telling the people to watch that tonight was.
You've been here like a month now, huh?
About almost 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I know the place now. Yeah.
Yeah. I lost track of how many years I've been here, which is not a bad thing. Obviously, look, the first sport you're going to call here is the new voice of the wave is football. New football field here, by the way.
Yeah.
I love the powder blue end zones that I'm seeing, but it's such a difference, you know, from playing in the dome to, I remember the first game here at Yeoman. It's, you know, then kind of starting to see some, we may actually go to a bowl. I have a ring from the bowl, and, you know, a couple of years ago. And to where they are now, it's pretty incredible. I mean, they legitimately, when you hear the players or the coaches say, we want to win the conference, you're going to go, okay, yeah. You know, like,
yeah,
you know, every coach and player says that. But, look, I think Tulane's getting better. I legitimately feel that. And you covered the Pirates, so you haven't seen Tulane to where they are to now. Can you see a difference from the outside?
Absolutely. And it's part of what was really exciting when I first got down here and I interviewed for this job was that there was a true enthusiasm about what was happening here. And with football and with everything else in the athletic department, there's a real sense that things are really shooting upward. And that was pretty intoxicating to be a part of. And so I jumped at the chance to get down here and be a part of it. It is great. It's funny because when you see from afar, you hear so much about Willie Fritz nationally and how great of a coach he is. And then you see how Tulane plays over the years. And yeah, the records have been 7-6, you know, 6-6 right around there, but getting to bowl games. And you see how they operate. You see how they play. And you're like, yeah, there's a reason why you hear about him so much. And then you get down here and just the environment around his team is so different from what you get around Division I college football.
Right.
Like, I mean, you've known it, Gus, for a few years now. Just being around this group is, you can walk up and say hi to whoever you want, and there's just a different feel here. And everyone is now driving towards something that I think can be really, really good here.
I think you're really going to enjoy Willie Fritz. He's as down to earth. He's a football guy.
Yeah.
Like, you can talk football with him. He knows a lot of football. I'm interested in what Chip Long's going to bring on the offense. I already like what Chris Hampton's brought.
I mean,
the whole black, you wearing a black polo,
yeah.
You know, I can't get myself, my hands on that black. You got to earn it, though. I love that, though, because, look, we called a lot of games last year, Corey, where third and longs, like, you want third and longs. You want fourth downs.
Yeah.
And teams routinely were like, that's great. Fourth down, we're going for it. Third and longs, no problem. It's tackling yards after the catch was an issue for them last year. And getting off the field because, Corey, it's 4 or 5 games. The offense absolutely gave you enough points in the first half that you should have won.
Yeah, and it's what I've seen a lot here in the last couple days of camp are all situational stuff. And, all right, 2-minute drills, 50 seconds left, and now perform, execute, because that's been such a huge sticking point for this coaching staff heading in is – taking charge of the key moments, and you alluded to it last year. There, you know, at least 3 games where the last play cost them a result, like or went to overtime, and then a loss came in overtime. And that's just in this league with the schedule that they have this year. That's just not going to get it done. Like that, you don't have a gimme this year, and so you have to be up to par, especially in the secondary, of locking down those scenarios that you absolutely need to. And this year with Chris Hampton leading the charge and back running the DB core, they're certainly driving towards fixing that this year.
We're going to be talking throughout the season, sir. Normally I'll have the voices on Thursdays. We have the coaches on Tuesdays. So we're going to have a lot to get into and talk to. And, so I tell the Way fans, go ahead and give a follow if you haven't already at Corey Glore, G-L-O-O-R, Corey, C-O-R-E-Y.
Yep,
easy enough, man. Thanks, bud.
Gus. Pleasure seeing you.
Yep, for sure, man. Appreciate it. We come back. Leo Haggerty wants to check in. What do we need to know? It's the Bucs. It's Tom. Just give them the
Champa
trophy.
Bay.
Champa Bay. What do we need to know from Leo?
That they're going to win another title.
Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms 2 things. Our commitment to quality and your satisfaction. Both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. All on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday, turns out you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. Uh-oh. I can hear it in the background. Jordan, do you hear the phone crackle in the background?
I do.
That can only mean one thing. Leo Haggerty, It Sports Magazine, is here to tell us how Tampa Bay is, what is it,
Wait, 20-0? You said them. It's what? Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. I'm sorry, Leo. What is it nice to know that you're on the precipice of a 20-0 season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yeah, right. I think those people need to either wake up or they need to stay away from the cannabis because that ain't happening.
Well, let me tell you something. It must be some good cannabis because as I scroll through all of the lines, it is the Bengals-Buccaneers game is the largest line. Tampa favored by 6. Everyone else is a buck and a half, a 2.5-point favorite. Here's Tampa Bay, 6-point favorite. Jeez. So, Leo, congratulations on winning the point spread game as well in week number one of the preseason.
I'll tell you what, it's just nice to be in Tampa Bay, isn't it?
Come on. It must be. I mean, look, it's raining, it's lightning over here in Uptown New Orleans. Let me guess. Is it sunny?
Leo's got
in Tampa Bay?
Leo's got a few of the buttons unbuttoned, sitting out with a cocktail.
He does. Living the life.
We got Tropical Storm Fred coming tomorrow, so it's going to be a wet day at the stadium. So I take the under.
Oh, that is very true. I didn't think about that. A little tropical weather going over there in the rain. I'm assuming since that's the case, I mean, does Tom Brady even suit up tomorrow?
He's going to. Coach Arian said everybody's going to play. I give him 3 plays or 1 series. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all you're going to see Brady for. There'll be very few guys that are in that top 22 on offense and defense that play more than 2 series.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Leo, I remember what it was like to going through preseason here in New Orleans and just waiting to get to the regular season, hoping no one got injured because you already kind of knew what kind of football team you had. That is not the case with New Orleans this year. Outside looking in, man, it's interesting. Screaming A kind of took a really bad approach to the Taysom Hill thing right now. Jameis and Taysom, by all accounts, Leo, they're kind of even Stevens, if that makes any sense. I think the games are going to separate them. But are you surprised just from that aspect that perhaps maybe Jameis hasn't, you know, taken off with it, or do you think that's hard to do in practice?
It's hard to do in practice. It's hard because you're never going with the same group 2 series in a row. You know, you'll have a mix and match going on, but just between you, me, and the lamppost, I think it's going to be Jameis because when you come in with Hill, it's such a change up, and teams are going to have to devote practice time for that. Mm-hmm. If Taysom Hill's the starter, you won't have to devote time for Jameis because you'll just be able to play your regular defense. But if all of a sudden at number 7 is coming in for a series or two, now you got to prepare for that at practice. That's a defense coordinator's nightmare.
Mm. That's interesting. When you look at the Saints, man, you got a bunch of holes, obviously. What I mean holes is just a lot of unknowns into what you can look at it from that perspective. When you kind of maybe look at this team, what do you think would be the biggest question marks?
With the Saints, who's gonna come in for Michael Thomas? That's the biggest thing. I think that's a huge hole right there, because the Saints are an offensive juggernaut. They're the kind of team that can put up, you know, 28, 35, 42 points on you in a heartbeat. But now, all of a sudden, they've lost a guy who has over 100 catches in a season. That's hard to replicate with anybody. And I know that, you know, the whole thing is, you know, next man up. Well, I'll tell you what, that next man up ain't number 13. So
yeah.
I think that's the biggest hole they got to figure out.
Let's take a look at the rest of the division, because I get a sense and feel there's still a lot of Saints fans that feel it'll be Tampa and New Orleans in the NFC South as we get closer to real action and now on the eve of preseason action. Let's go to Atlanta. Look, it's New Orleans' rival. It's a team that lost a lot of games last year just because bad coaching, bought out of the coaching, whatever, however you want to look at it. Falcons take on the Titans tonight. What is something you'll be keeping an eye on over the next three games when it comes to Atlanta specifically?
I want to see how much they use that tight end. Because does anybody who tell you who's been around football, a quarterback's best friend is a running game, a tight end, and an offensive line.
Right.
Those are the three things. I want to see, and I think this kid was the best guy coming out in the draft. For what he could do. Yeah, I know there's quarterbacks and this, that, and the other thing. But he's a freak of nature. He's 6'6", and he's got the speed of a wideout. And we sit down here, and we look at Mike Evans, and we look at Gronk, and we look at two guys who are 6'5", 6'6", that aren't just clunkers. They're athletic. If Pitts can get down the field, down the middle of the field, and Matt Ryan has the time to find him, that all of a sudden becomes a very, very apt offense that you better keep an eye on.
Carolina's an interesting team to me because I almost feel like people just kind of look them over and do that. We had Chris McClain on from Charlotte, and he covers the Panthers and he does his own show, and he's like, look, I could see the Panthers finishing second. And he gave us a couple of reasons why he sort of felt that way. Look, he didn't have a healthy Christian McCaffrey last season. And Teddy Bridgewater is a quarterback that they moved on from because they felt he just didn't make enough plays when they had, I guess, chances to win, Leo. I don't think a lot of people that don't follow Carolina realize the Panthers were in a lot of games, had chances to take the lead in those games, and their quarterback just didn't make a play. If Sam Darnold's anything, I think Carolina may surprise some people this year.
Oh, I think they're going to. Whole division is going to surprise people. I wouldn't be surprised to see the bottom of that division have 8 wins. I could see that going from 4th to 1st place, 8, 9, 10, 11, just like that. And maybe even a tie at 11 and 6 or 12 and 5 at the top. Carolina, and again, Gus, they talk about the quarterback. They made a lot of coaching decisions that kind of made you scratch your head, like fake punts, fake field goals, and none of them work. You never see that happen.
Right.
Usually, you know, you get 4 or 5 or what, none of them. They had a crazy game up in Minnesota. They gave up a 99-yard touchdown run to Ronald Jones, and he went untouched. I mean, it was crazy. It was just one of those seasons where Carolina and Matt Rhule, they couldn't make the right decision, and that was the problem. I think that's going to change this year. They're going to probably be a 7-8, maybe 9-win team. Yeah.
That is what happens when you go from college, Leo, to the NFL. You know, you can be as gung-ho and be as pretty as you want on the chalkboard, you know, on the dry eraser board. It's a different game, and it's a different sort of attitude. But he did get them to play hard, and that's kind of one of the things that I think
God,
you do look at.
They played hard.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. They played hard. And by the way, Gus, a little bit off the subject, I want you to make sure you save two chairs for us down there October 29th, because I've already put in my press credential for the Saints game on the 31st, and I already got my hotel reservation at Coach G Hotel.
I love it. So you'll be staying with Coach G. I love Coach G, man. He's been a guest here every single Wednesday. Looking forward to it, man. Huh?
Yeah, I'm just hoping you guys are at it remote, because, hey, I'm waiting on that poor boy.
Well, I told you. It's a done deal for sure. And then I will see you during basketball season up there in Tampa. Leo, final thing before we go here. What do you think will be a storyline on the three teams in preseason? Would you say the Saints, it's who wins the quarterback battle? Is it Tampa, how healthy they are? What would you say was the one storyline when preseason ends that we would have talked about for 3 weeks?
Gus, I say what's going to happen. Whoever they I don't think it's going to be whoever you put on the practice squad is going to get sucked up. I think whoever gets cut is going to get signed by
Of course, we lose Leo right at the very end. Huh? And that how it works? Literally
the very end.
Leo, you were dropping out there at the very end there.
Yeah, I think the one quarterback, and again, Gabbert looks like the guy who is the odd man out, but that could change from practice to practice. But whoever gets cut is going to end up in a Dallas Cowboy uniform for at least a week.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Hey, because they open up with the Cowboys here on Thursday night.
Oh, now I see what you're doing there. The old Sean Payton. Pull somebody.
Don't even bring him on the bus.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, just sit down here, son, and write everything down. Thank you, Leo. Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, brother. Hey, I saw those pictures you sent me. You got to stop touching sharks, pal. That's dangerous.
I did. It was so great. It's a baby. It's a baby bull, you know?
Hey, but they have teeth. You have to be careful, man.
They definitely have a lot of teeth. That is for sure. They do. Thank you, Leo. Appreciate the phone call, sir.
Take care, brother. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yep, for sure. Final segment.
Wow.
Jordan.
That flew by.
Final segment.
That was probably the quickest show I think we've ever done.
We do have a lot of
responses.
Yeah, so let's go through that way and get back, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Sounds good. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. I don't need no crowded streets or city slicker tricks. I just need to be someplace where I can move around. Look down at my toes and I can... Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Home and Tractor has new inventory of 23 to 100 HP John Deere tractors, all packaged with your favorite tools. Go check out the 23 HP John Deere with front loader, 4-foot rotary cutter, 16-foot equipment trailer for only $18,995. Save even more with 0% financing on all new tractors. Ride and drive demos available, free delivery and setup included. That's at Home and Tractor, next to the tunnel. And remember, they don't crawfish when it comes to service. Offer ends October 30th, 2021. Financing subject to approval from John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See Home and Tractor for details.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
is back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Question of the day at ESPN Radio, Nola Jordan.
Yes, what you've been asking all of our guests, what will be the headline after Saturday's Saints and Ravens game? You can comment at ESPN Radio Nola over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003. We have a few of them out there. Jay Fowl.
Wait.
What?
I'm not ready.
Oh, no.
What?
What are you doing?
I mean, are you ready, ready?
I'm ready, ready.
Well, I didn't know you were going right into it.
Oh, yeah, we're jumping right into it. We only have, what, 7 minutes left to go on the show?
Already?
Yeah, already.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
What is this, an off version?
I don't know. I told you I wasn't ready.
Jay Fowl. Yeah. Mayer outduels Justin Tucker 6-3.
Who?
Mayer.
Oh, is that the kicker?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. I went on a show this morning. Scott Prather, ESPN 1420.
That show?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, no. And it was kicker. And I'm like, dude, if you're worried that your kicker is the difference between the playoff team or not, you're the Atlanta Falcons from last year. What's his name again?
Younghoe Koo.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it. Look, here's the thing. It matters, though. It matters on this team because the offense is going to have to get a little closer, perhaps. I don't know. Bill, what's his name? Mahar?
Yeah, Ty corrected us.
Exactly.
I'm saying Mayer.
Yeah. Bill. Bill's going to have to come through for us. How about that?
40-yard attempt.
Good old Bill.
Through the uprights. Joel over on Twitter, Callaway shines, improves to be wide receiver one while MT is out.
Okay, I will say this. I do like Callaway. He looks the part, Marquez, and I just wonder how long you're going to sort of see him. Look, you need bodies. You're going to have the receivers out there. But, look, I don't want to get – Deontay Harris needs to get some reps. Callaway needs to get some reps. Tre'Quan Smith's been injured.
How much do you play these wide receivers because you're – You already.
I think it's Juwan. Very JJ McCluskey until yeah. They can't walk.
Just sign fans like all, yeah. Out of the stands. Honestly, at some point.
I'm being honest. As in, like, but the problem is, I need those guys to run reps to find out who my quarterback's going to be. It's not fair to have Kleber and Kattengill running out routes
for Taysom and then another.
Taysom and Jameis. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very difficult situation, I think, for Sean Payne, because I don't think the depth is there. I do like what you're going to see, like, when the game starts. I'm comfortable with that. I am. But if you have some guys that are injured and stuff, then it's just going to take some time to sort of do that. But, you know, again, if whoever's going to go in again, he won't tell us. Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow. But I'm thinking it's Taysom Hill. I need at least 2-3 series of my frontline guys, don't you? At least.
Oh,
what is the bare minimum amount of series you need to see?
For each quarterback?
From other first stringers with that quarterback.
I think both of them, I think three.
Like minimum, said, right?
Minimum.
Minimum.
I think 4 or 5 would be kind of a really good,
five.
A good mark to hit for Jameis and
Taysom.
The fifth
one could be the second quarter.
Right.
You know, depending on how things
play
out.
But again, right. Now you're getting into, well, a lot of these guys might be tired out. You might see a little, some fatigue set in, and it might not give the quarterback at that time the best opportunity to show off his skill set. So I think the timing of when these quarterbacks get placed into the game it will be key in starting for the starting role.
Okay.
Want me to read another one?
Yes, I do.
Robert, Saints D-line shines. Inexperienced wide receiver room impresses. Whilst the Ravens' passing attack is thwarted single-handedly by third-round rookie Paulson Adebo.
Okay.
Hey, I can dream.
That
right?
is so funny. I legitimately have not looked at that. I was going to, right after you finished reading, I was going to say, Paulson Adebo gets an interception.
Well, if we were in the studio, we'd be pointing to the sticky note.
Yep.
Because, Gus, you do have it. He will be a standout rookie.
I'm telling you, look, in training camp, he's almost gotten interceptions. Almost got that pick in his rookie hands tomorrow night
on TV.
On TV. Paulson Adebo will get a pick.
When it really doesn't matter.
And that will blow up your phone. No, it matters.
Does it?
And yeah, who's the second corner? You know, we keep thinking of who's the battle.
Oh, come on.
Well, we keep thinking of who the quarterback battle is. Ken Crawley and Paulson Adebo. It's not locked that it's Ken Crawley, and I know everybody wants to trade for a veteran, and Sean said it's a must, and it may still happen. I get it. Let me tell you something. Adebo goes out there, knocks some teeth out, makes a play or two, gets, you know, 2-3 PBUs, gets an interception. Just saying.
I don't think it's that big of a competition, but...
Wow.
Black and Vaxxed over on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Ian Book shines and moves up in the quarterback competition.
Oh, come on.
I didn't know. Maddie Hudak Twitter account?
That's clearly a burner account. That's easily. Maddie's burner's account.
And she has.
She is convinced Ian Book is Drew Brees.
She must have two of them. Okay, let's give Ian Book a shot at the starting job.
Here we go. Okay.
Cajun Goat. I think she even hijacked Cajun Goat's account.
Really?
If Ian Book starts this season, book a Super Bowl ticket,
yeah.
Black and gold to the Super Bowl.
Jack, thanks for calling us. You got about 2 minutes. What you got for us, sir?
Hey, guys, I'll make it quick.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore will be a good team for the Saints to test their run defense against. You know, that's one of the things I'm most interested in seeing. I want to see how the defensive tackles play.
I agree. Yep.
I want to see how the linebackers play, because Baltimore loves to run the football. And guys, I just had one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
For those who might be interested and who might be up tomorrow morning, the English Premier League starts tomorrow.
Yep.
So, and anybody who thinks they might be interested, I have a pretty easy test for you. If you watch Leeds United play and you don't like it, then you probably won't like the rest of it either, because they play a really fast-paced style. You know, they play faster than anybody else in the league.
You're getting your early drink
whatever
on?
Whatever that's worth. I don't really drink, but I'm going to say.